Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Trent went out for about a series or two, which slowed us down in that series. And then that's good defense over there. You know, we're not going to go down there and just have 80-yard drives every snap every series. But I think our guys did some good things. Kirk did some great things competing at the end as far as using his legs when he had to. Guys competed, man. I'm happy the way they competed. We just unfortunately didn't finish today.
That's Jay Gruden. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Redskins lose to the Chiefs. How do you feel waking up this morning after last night's loss? I thought Jay Gruden had a good night overall for the Jay Gruden track record
if we're
here,
doing that,
so to speak. But it wasn't perfect. He had an egregious blunder. The timeout he called, where he could have wasted 17 more seconds off the clock before burning one at the end of the game, was big. We've praised Kirk Cousins all show long. I thought he was outstanding. I thought it was maybe his best late-game drive of his career. He's got game winners on the ledger. This one wasn't. Could have and should have been. But even he had a couple throws he wants back. The screen denials, Paul, and that was a first down throw. I don't know how impactful it was, but it was on a three and out.
Yeah.
Who knows? You connect on that. You get a little momentum. Maybe you score points on that drive. You got to clean that up. He had a chance on a throw. Ryan Grant, step for step with a DB, threw his way out in front of him, kind of throws him out in front of the defender, but too far. I think it's a low percentage throw, but if you drop a dime there, it's a huge play,
sure,
and you get more points. Nobody was perfect last night. The Redskins were good enough to win in most capacities. The one area where they weren't was in the second half on defense. Do you chalk that up to the injuries? Possibly. Do you chalk that up to fatigue? Absolutely. And I think that normally when a defense is worn down, we say, well, the offense just, you know, they need, it's their fault. They need to get the defense a rest. Sometimes the defense is tired because the defense can't get itself a rest.
They couldn't get off the field either with all the penalties and drive-sustaining things.
Kansas City got the ball out of the halftime kickoff to start the third quarter. The Redskins in that quarter played four snaps of offensive football. That's it.
Yeah.
That's on the defense more than it's on the offense. Let's go to JR in Rockville. Hey, JR.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So,
hey, dude.
So I'm thinking, you got to feel good about it. I mean, the only way you didn't sleep last night is you had the under. That's the only way you didn't really sleep last night, because that was sickening. But other than that, like, you pretty much had the offense, you know, it did its job for a while without Reed, without Crowder basically being part of the game plan. You know, you had guys step up like Grant and, you know, Pryor actually did some stuff. On defense, you know, you stopped one of the most dynamic offenses. You know, you limited them compared to what they had done for against other teams, and, you know, with all those injuries. So I feel that also Jay Gruden, you know, he's not too bad of a play caller like we were all afraid of. I think he's doing a pretty good job, so I'm feeling positive right now.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Anyone who was afraid he was going to be a bad play caller is probably mistaken. The guy got a head coaching job at 46 as a great offensive coordinator in Cincinnati.
Yeah, to me, play calling was never the issue for me. He's an offensive mind. We know that. I was worried about having to call the plays, which is a massive responsibility, and game management stuff. We haven't had disasters like we had last year when he didn't have to call the plays and only had to manage the game.
Let's go to Rod in D.C. on The Fan. Hey, Rod, how are you, buddy?
Well, I don't know about everybody talking about they slept good. I've been going through this for so long. I feel like I need a therapist, man. We played an okay game, but the penalties killed us, man. But I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to come to Nat's use of Camden tonight. And I want to play on Team Danny.
Come on out, Rod. I don't know if we're going to get you on the field or not, but come on out.
Come on down
and
hang out, man.
I'd be a coach. Hey, Grant, man, you're looking good, man. I see you on TV on Sunday. Yeah, that was Sunday, I think.
Okay.
Looking pretty good, man.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
And don't steal no more ice cream.
I love stealing ice cream. Hey, bring your bowling ball if you come out tonight.
That guy stole my ice cream.
That guy stole my ice cream.
There's a man there who took ice cream away from me, Dave.
Let's go to Steven in Winchester. Steven, you wake up this morning. Redskins lost to the Chiefs. Could have, should have won. Do you feel good about the effort or bad that they let one get away?
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Robert.
Bob.
You know what? I woke up this morning very, very neutral. Last Monday, I had my index finger pointing and my thumb pointing up and my elbows bent, and I was walking with a big cheese and grin on Chris Thompson Day listening to Hole & Oates.
Yep.
Today, I'm neutral. I'm not upset. The loss last night was a big shot in the foot because it was the defensive penalties that kept all Kansas City on the field the whole second half. So I'm not horribly distraught. I'm proud with the performance. I've got optimism in the future, but for now and now we're 8-8 on the season, and I'm very meh.
I feel like that's probably a good enough description.
Because I'm balanced, and here's what I mean. There are so many guys where I just kind of go, this is borderline heroic stuff, where you're popping shoulders back in, you're so hurt, you're putting yourself on the line, trying so hard and doing everything you possibly can against a really good team
in
their place.
But that's why the win would have been so great.
And then you contrast that with Terrell Pryor stopped running his route because he was afraid of contact. So my ire at him.
I like that everything for you today comes back to that.
That the game changed in that moment. I will not let this go. Get as mad at me as you want. After that, the game completely changed. Kansas City began to dominate. If the Redskins continue with the football, Kansas City doesn't have a chance to do those things.
They did a good job against Kareem Hunt. They did a great job against Tyreek Hill. Alex Smith beat them with his feet. Travis Kelce made some plays middle of the field.
But they've done that to everybody this year.
If you had to check 10 boxes to win, they checked 9 of them. They were so close. They played a great game. And yet here we are 2-2 instead of 3-1 in Washington, D.C. Can you feel okay about that last night? Matt and Culpepper, how are you?
Matt.
I'm doing well. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, buddy.
I've seen enough over the first 4 games of the season, including last night's moral victory, that I think we should try to keep the band together. I think Snyder has a history of being rash, making rash decisions, and just cleaning house at the end of the season. I think I've seen enough. And even if they only win 3 or 4 more games the rest of the season, I think they should keep the band together. As many as possible, salary cap notwithstanding. But
a lot of 1-year deals, Matt. Thanks for the call, buddy. I mean, the band is all kind of only planning on being together as of right now for a few more months. So they better start getting some negotiation done. I do want to hit on something real quick. When Scott McLuhan was fired, dismissed, whatever that was, weird wording you want to use. Me and a lot of other people felt like this team was really going to sorely miss him. And we won't know for another year or two how much they miss him from a scouting standpoint, because they have athletes, they have players, they have speed that they didn't have before. A lot of that could be him. But for the people that said that they were going to be a disaster.
Yeah, I was one of them.
For the people that said they were going to take a huge step back, I do think there is some obligation. And it's only been 4 games, and they're only 2-2. I get that. But we're a quarter way through the season. For the people that are over there working their butt off, like Eric Schaefer.
Deserve credit.
Like Alex Santos, and like Kyle Smith, and Bruce Allen, who we joke about correctly, and Doug Williams. Still not really sure what he does. But all those guys over there, they do today deserve some credit. This team is not worse than last season.
100%.
They did lose a 1,000-yard guy in Garcon and a 1,000-yard guy in Jackson. And they are every bit as good as they were last year. At this time last year, they had a better record. Actually, they were 2-2. They had the same record, I should say. But they were in the middle of the 4-game winning streak. They got to 4-2 ultimately. So they're same record as they were, but they didn't have the quality to win against the Raiders or the game they just played against the Chiefs. So I think those guys who got panned all offseason deserve a little bit of credit. I want to get into Kirk Cousins next. We'll also take your calls, 800-636-1067. A benchmark has been hit for Kirk. We are going to hear from at 1 o'clock if you missed his interview exclusively with us at 11. What's he on pace for at a quarter point? And how does the Redskins' decision not to sign him look? Newsflash. Again.
Not that great.
Not good. Maybe you guys are all going to end up being right at some point. 3 years later, still doesn't look like it. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.